So you have a vivid picture of the first peg, which is tree, a vivid picture of the first thing I call out, and you're going to put them both together using action. Now, let me give you one additional hint. You're obviously going to get a vivid, crystal clear, colorful, perfectly descriptive picture in your mind. You're going to exaggerate those pictures. You're going to use lots of movement, action, action, action. You're going to make them funny and comical and nonsensical and ludicrous and outrageous. You're going to make sure that the scene could never happen in real life. If it's boring, it's bad. If it's exciting and funny and ridiculous, it's good. The last hint is include yourself in the picture. When you include yourself in the picture, it helps get the emotions involved. Remember I said before, smell the smell, feel the feelings. So get yourself in the picture. Now, let me give you another couple hints. You can close your eyes if you want to help you focus. You're only interested in one at a time. When we're on number 5 or 6, don't worry about what we put on the tree or the light switch or the stool. Just be concerned with what we're doing at that particular moment. Trust your memories. You all have perfect memories now. They're great memories. They can recall everything you want. But trust them. When we get to about 14, some of you may have a little voice that goes, "Hey, you think you're going to remember all these things?" Well, stress may come involved and hold you back. Don't let that happen. Relax. Just relax. Breathe easy. Have fun. How do you remember 20 things? One at a time. Trust your memories. Now, you'll follow along with me. Keep the tape running as we go through this. Sit back, relax. Use vivid pictures. Lots of action. Movement, movement, movement. Make them funny, crazy. You should be smiling. And be only concerned with that which we are pegging at that particular time. Trust your memories. You do have great ones. Okay, number one. You should have a vivid picture right now of a tree in your mind's eye. What type of tree is it? It must be colorful, perfectly pictured. I want you to remember elephant. So get a vivid picture of elephant and put it on the tree using action in your mind's eye. Include yourself. Movement, movement, movement. If you have the elephant sitting next to the tree, that's bad. That's boring. Maybe you're riding the elephant. The elephant is stampeding into the tree. Maybe he sits on the tree and you're in the tree and he sits on you. Maybe he's wrapping his trunk around the tree and pulling it out of the ground and beating over the head with it. Or maybe you're like Superman and you rip the trunk apart from the tree and start beating the elephant with it. Use your own imagination. More is better than less. Number one is elephant. Vivid pictures, colorful, smell the smells, feel the feelings. Number two, you should all have a vivid picture of a light switch in your mind just waiting. Number two is ketchup. Some of you are thinking, ketchup doesn't go on a light switch. Well, you make it go using your imagination and put it in a funny, ludicrous, nonsensical way, exaggerate it. More is better than less. Action, action, action.